Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, so Sherrone Moore getting arraigned at this hour, and it is a sad story. And, you know, I did most of the first 4 hours yesterday, 2 hours today on it. And, you know, we've talked some Lions here, but since this is going down at this moment, and if people didn't hear the beginning of the show, I will tell you this. You know, I'm around people. I get to go to a lot of stuff. I get to talk to a lot of people. And I think it's good to convey stories to the audience and to provide some insight when it's, you know, applicable to things that are going on that everybody's aware of and what's behind it and things behind the scenes. There have been times in all of our lives, probably, where somebody has fooled you and somebody you thought didn't think something like this they were capable of. And you find out later and you're like, oh my God, I bet everybody in their life has discovered skeletons in someone's closet that has surprised them. And there have been people that when you find out about the skeletons, you might think, yeah, it kind of checks out. Like you weren't, not that you thought that they were up to nefarious things, but you were, when you find out about it, maybe you're not as surprised. I'm also fully aware that when the media is around, when you're in front of the media, you might act different to portray a certain image. So I'm never stunned when I hear things. I will tell you, in Sherrone's case, I did not see signs that something like this was going on. When the rumors came out, I'm like, huh, making phone calls to try out the validity of them. At the time, nothing could be verified. The thing is, when you're at a big institution and you see rumors and hear rumors and you do an investigation, the investigation included obviously speaking to the individuals involved. I know I was told today I went so far as to phones being confiscated to go through phones to look for any evidence there. None turned up. Now, that doesn't mean there weren't burner phones or other accounts that were used that were not accessible in those phones, but that was part of the investigation. But Michigan went out and hired an outside investigator to come and look at this thing. And when they did, it was on Wednesday that the evidence was presented. And when that happened, he was fired pretty much immediately. You have to keep in mind that if you do not follow, like you can fire somebody on rumors. You can fire them based on rumors. Then you create a bit of a vulnerability to lawsuit. But that doesn't mean you don't. But if you can verify those things, you can fire them for cause and it's over. And that's what happened here. Now, should they have done a better job with their initial investigation? I think those things are being looked at. As they should. Beyond that, there were mistakes made maybe in the vetting process that need to be looked at. With that said, you hope that this is a clean break and that a new quality coach who's not going to put the university in any more embarrassing situations can be brought in. I went off yesterday at the beginning of the show because you can't keep going back to this well. The damage and the embarrassment that's been brought to the Block M, eventually the brand takes a hit and the entire image, if it already hasn't, like I get that some people are slamming Michigan now, and it's not that they don't deserve some of this, but if you can get a good coach in that is going to keep Michigan above board and not have any embarrassing incidents, they can move forward. And we've taken these calls from people say, who would take that job right now? It's a fair question. I can tell you the sources I talked to, they are pleased with the ample amount of good candidates who have, through back channels, reached out. And just leave it at that. But that said, sad story, Sharon, with the charges today. Dan Wetzel just tweeted out, it's worth noting, as a first-time offender, it's unlikely Sharon Moore would face anything close to the maximum punishments, if any, incarceration, but we're just getting started on this process.
Well, and that's the whole second part of it. And the first part is that he engaged in an inappropriate relationship with the staffer. That's what got him fired. What happened afterwards is totally
unbelievable,
separate from that. And that's why he's in front of a court right now, where he's actually in a jail cell via Zoom or whatever, talking with the courts. And whenever they get his plea, because he is alleged to have broken into the home of the young woman. So the other details that are coming out of this is this was a relationship that went on for at least 2 years, up to 2024 at some point. This is absolutely, it's a cut and dry, seemingly fireable offense.
Yep.
And it closes the chapter on an ugly time for Michigan. And it could close the chapter. It's up to Michigan now to clean up their mess and make some changes. And now they're forced to make changes, at least with the head coach. Will they decide that, okay, let's really go for the clean sweep and move on from the athletic director? That remains to be seen. I think they should. I think Ward Manuel should go. And they really need to get together on this. And you know, the question asked, and people say, well, who would take the job? I think lots of head coaches would want to take the job. You still have great resources at Michigan. I don't think those resources are going to stop because of, you know, the cheating and the whatnot that was going on there. I think that they'd want to hire a coach that's going to get back to the standards that they have and also win football games. And those coaches are easy enough to find, and it's Michigan. Coaches are going to want to go there because they know the resources are available, and they know that there's prestige involved with it, even if other fan bases don't like to admit that is the case. The problem with it is it comes at this time after the hiring cycle has already kind of gone by. So you can still find some really good candidates. We've talked about those candidates over the last couple of days. We'll continue to talk about those candidates once they, you know, if more information comes out, we'll find out if they have hired a search firm to get this thing going, or if this is, in fact, something Ward Manuel's going to head up, or are they going to hire a new athletic director soon and that person's going to have the chance? I don't know. They got back channels they can go through to get something done.
As we start talking about who the next guy is, the two names that I think are worthy of a lot of focus and attention, one is Kalen DeBoer, which is, you know, the head coach at Alabama, who Josh Pate on ESPN said this morning he has talked directly face-to-face on and off the record with Kalen DeBoer and has not been told by Kalen DeBoer that he is miserable there. When a topic comes up, he says that that's not true in spite of, you know, some of the online speculation and, of course, the extremes of a fan base that would complain about a coach in the, you know, year two and being a mere playoff team with a shot at a national champion and not the national champion favorite. But that's what Nick Saban has done, has spoiled that fan base. And look, they're very, very high standards indeed. But with that said, does he become way more available a week from tonight if they lose to Oklahoma? I would argue that that game, the outcome of that game, might have some impact on who the next head coach at Michigan is. The other name is Kenny Dillingham, who, if you watch the arc of Bo Nix's career, it's interesting because Dillingham was his OC his freshman year when he was SEC Freshman of the Year at Auburn. Then Dillingham went to Florida State, and Bo Nix didn't get any better. In fact, he kind of regressed, at least statistically. Then Dillingham goes to Oregon, become Dan Lanning's offensive coordinator, and there Bo Nix transfers and immediately becomes an elite quarterback at the collegiate level and becomes a college football Heisman Trophy finalist. His teams play tough. He's a young guy who's really intense and can recruit, given the resources of Michigan. Kenny Dillingham, who's at Arizona State, I think could have a lot of success. And the thing about it is, though, he has no ties to this area of the university, which is fine. But I think then you probably want to sprinkle your staff with some Midwest guys and some maybe some guys with Michigan ties to help navigate, you know, the context of his new job.
Yeah, I still think that Jed Fish is someone they're going to look at, or they should look at. The head coach over at Washington, who's done a nice job there after taking over for Kalen DeBoer, had also been out west prior to that, had been at Michigan for, what, 2 years? Was he the quarterback coach? And
yeah.
I don't know if coach wide receivers there or not, but it was like
2000 passing game coordinator.
Yeah, 2015, 2016, the first couple years of under Jim Harbaugh before he moved on to other ventures. But I think that'd be a good place to go if that's where they're going to, if they're going to start looking for the coach, which they need to start looking for. I think you want somebody that's got head coaching experience, somebody who's in the Big Ten and has already coached at Michigan and knows what the landscape is like there. I think that that's another name to throw in there.
All right, we'll get back to your open line calls. The latest on Scoobal, there's some interesting conflicting reports about the probability of him getting traded. That at 118, we'll have our picks at 124, the Birchie kid from Allen Park at 130 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Just taking in the Sharon Moore arraignment, it is bizarre. Absolutely bizarre.
So apparently he's alleged to have broken into the home and took some butter knives and a pair of scissors with him and made threats.
Did he take them with him or did he find them in the home?
From this, I thought what just said, they took them with him. Let's see. Prosecutor says in court that he went to the woman's house, grabbed several butter knives and a pair of kitchen scissors and began to threaten his own life. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to make you watch. My blood is on your hands. You ruined my life.
Good God.
Wow.
He will be out on $25,000 bond. Must wear a GPS tether. Can't leave the state without permission. Must not have any contact with the victim. Also must continue mental health treatment. Probable cause case scheduled for January 8th. So
it's actually going to be January 22nd.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I was reading from Tony Paul's
tweet. I see that. Yeah. Yep. They asked, I think the judge made January 8th the first date, but both the prosecutor and Moore's lawyer wanted 22nd. They agreed on 22nd.
This is a weird timeline to be in, to be watching this that we are in right now.
It's weird. Nicole Auerbach covering this says the prosecutor says that Sharon Moore and the woman had an intimate relationship for a number of years. And quote, our victim broke up with the defendant on Monday morning. She presented herself to the school and corroborated the fact that they had a relationship. She says that Sharon Moore went to the woman's house, grabbed butter knives and kitchen scissors and threatened to kill himself, threatened her that's my blood on your hands.
Well, I go back to the quote that I saw earlier on Twitter. When you see a man fall, don't laugh, learn. And, I don't know that anybody's sitting there going, hey, I'm considering blowing up my career and threatening people and cheating on my wife and having inappropriate relationships. But, there's the one thing is people do make mistakes. Not in any way that people don't make this mistake. But when you do make a mistake, there's better ways to handle it than Sharon did.
Without question. There are other shoes to drop in this whole thing, because what's being focused on here is, at least what's been leaked so far, is what was said on basically Wednesday, right?
Yep.
But there's a stalking charge associated with this too, which meant that this is harassment that's been going on for a while.
Yeah, what does that actually mean? What does that entail? That's a good question. Yeah. All right, we promised we'd get to it, so let me follow through on it. According to Jorge Castillo on ESPN, One of the questions they asked on their baseball page is, what is the most interesting thing you heard this week in Orlando? Castillo says the Tarek Skubal trade is likely. I was like, really? Here's what we know. Detroit Tiger President of Baseball Operations Scott Harris can shut down speculation by simply saying he's not trading Skubal, and he's not done that. Instead, he noted this week that there aren't any untouchables on his roster. Trading the best pitcher in baseball when you're trying to compete would upset the fan base, but the Tigers, knowing re-signing Skubal next winter is unlikely, appear open to it. His conclusion is that it is likely. Now, earlier today, you sent me a story from The Athletic.
Yes.
Which says the opposite. And I'm trying to find it right now. Sorry.
From John Heyman, I believe.
Okay. And he says it's not likely. I mean, it's Jim Bowden.
Sorry, Jim Bowden.
Yep. Tarek Skubal is probably not going anywhere. Behind the scenes, Tiger owner Chris Illich seems in favor of keeping Skubal and signing him to a fair market deal. However, with Skubal just a year away from free agency, it appears almost impossible for them to sign him before he gets there. As much as I personally think they should trade Skubal for the biggest haul possible and then try and re-sign him in free agency, it sounds more likely they'll keep him and try and win this year and then deal him in the open market next winter.
So here's what's interesting to me about that is that report says that Chris Illich wants to try to sign him to a fair market deal. Okay, that's interesting. What is fair market? You know, and how much above and beyond that does another team go beyond fair market? I mean, is fair market $40 million a year? Is it $50 million a year?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's true and the Tigers would like to sign him to, let's say it's a $50 million, let's say it's 8 years and $400 million. Is that fair market?
I don't know. That's the debate.
That's the number that's been thrown out all over the place is $400 million.
Yeah.
So if that's fair market and the Tigers are interested in that, if Skubal would turn that down or Scott Boras were to turn that down, wow.
Yep.
In an uncertain future with a collective bargaining agreement coming up, very uncertain with that. If the Tigers are willing to do something like that, that's spending big time. And trying to keep the asset.
It's the debate, though, what is fair market value?
Well, that is the debate. But I'm just saying, hearing that number being bandied about for months now, that $400 million, that's the number. Okay, if I keep hearing that enough times and keep reading enough columns where that number keeps coming up or a little bit beyond that, then can I assume that that is fair market? For the sake of this argument, Doug, I'm going to assume that's fair market.
Yeah.
And now, is that giving the Tigers too much credit and Chris Illich too much credit? Maybe. But, you know, here is somebody that we kind of respected here from The Athletic saying this. It's interesting to me. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. But John Heyman is New York Post, and he put together a trade deal that he said that he thinks could get it done. Jeff McNeil, the infielder, is 32 years old, and I'm not quite sure why the Tigers would want him. But then he includes their number two prospect, Carson Bengi, their number four prospect, Jonah Tong.
This is from the Mets.
From the Mets, yes. And Luis Angel, what's his last name? the young second baseman, the guy who can fly around the base pass and play a bunch of positions, 23 years old. So Luis Angel Jimenez. Anyway, these are... And I'm like, you know, it doesn't include that top pitching prospect they got.
Well, they're not going to give up Nolan McClain.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. But Jonah Tong is one of the top pitching prospects. But
Acuna, Luis Angel Acuna, sorry.
If that's the haul in return to be offered, I mean, from the Tigers, that's not strong enough. And if I'm Scott Harris... Again, yeah, you're going to hold a high standard for what you're willing to trade because this is the biggest bargaining chip in baseball,
yep.
Or the best player in baseball at his position. Maybe it's not a great bargaining chip because it's an expiring contract, but I'm assuming that if you're the Mets or the Dodgers, if you're willing to trade for him, it's because you think you can sign him long-term anyway, and you know that it's going to cost a lot. But in the meantime, if I'm willing to pay him fair market value, I'm not just going to give him away. I'm going to take my chances and try to get that done. Now, Scott Boras has basically said that there's been no communication about a contract with the Tigers.
Yep.
So, again, we'll have to wait and see on that.
Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Dave next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dave. Dave, are you there? Dave?
Dave?
No good. All right. Time to pick some games. We usually do it at 1:38, but the Birchie Kid is going to join us from Allen Park coming up today at 1:30. So we want to dedicate our time to that, to preview this game against the Rams every Friday. You were out last week.
Yes, but the good news is that my previous week, I went 4-2, which puts me over 500 for the year. Took me a while to build it back, but I'm 36-34-1 on the season, 6-7.
Yeah! I'm 48-38. 48-38 locks are 8-7 on the year, and ready to go. We got a weird deal this week in that there's not a full slate of college games. So we'll kind of just pick what we want, because I don't want to force a pick that I don't believe in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy.
Well, I'm not gonna tell you.
You do you.
Yeah. I'm not gonna do that.
So you're not picking a college game?
Well, no, I'm picking a college game. I'm not picking Army Navy. Okay. I'll just say that.
All right.
So do we lose the Open? It sounds like the Open has
gone. All right, so you're gonna go. What do you got?
All right, I'll start. Boise and Washington. I'm gonna go over the 52.5 in the LA Bowl. 52.5. I'll play the over.
Will you still go over if it's 53.5 based on the BetUS.com that we typically go?
Sure.
Over? Okay, because that's what I have as well. I like the over in that game. I will go out on a limb. I feel like Army Navy. We need to make a stand as Americans. And this is obviously, it's a great rivalry, and it's awesome with all the pageantry that is great in college football. I've always been an Army guy over Navy. I shouldn't say always. It's been lately. I love the running attack that Army has always had. Navy's actually kind of throwing a ball a little bit. But Army's getting 6 points in this game. I think getting points in this rivalry is important, and you're getting a touchdown, just not the extra point. I'll take Army +6 at Navy.
Okay.
It's really not at Navy, but you know what I'm saying.
From the NFL, Kansas City is playing the Chargers. It's my car house lock of the week. I'll play the over 41.5, Kansas City and the Chargers.
I like that bet. Okay. Houston is taking on Arizona. They're playing this game at home. The Texans are giving up 10 points. Just found out Arizona's not going to have Marvin Harrison Jr. for the game. I like Houston -10.
Okay, my next pick, Chicago and Cleveland. I'm pounding another over. 38.5. I'll take the over in that one.
Will you still take it at 39, which is where it's at right now?
I've had it at 38.5. Yeah, I'll still take it.
Okay. Cleveland at Chicago. I got the over at 39 as well. In fact, it's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
Gotcha. My final one, too many points in the Philly-Vegas game. I'll take Vegas +11.5.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Lastly, Doug, another one where there's lots of points, but I'm okay with it. Jacksonville -13.5. Against the Jets, but the Jets are going pretty cook at quarterback. There's nothing there, and I think Jacksonville is on a little bit of a heater here. They can score, and the Jets can't.
All right, every week, Kang loves on one and hates on one. Which one do you like the most this week?
They get 3-for-3 on the over in the Boise, Washington game, guys. A lot of points going on there. I agree with you guys.
Okay, which one do you dislike the most?
It's another over-under number. Doug, it's the KC Chargers game you've got. Herbert with that broken hand. Casey's offense doesn't look the same. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and Casey's going to provide most of the points in this one.
There you go. Those are our picks. We talk to the Birchie Kid next here on 97.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Always good to talk to the Birchie Kid. What's up, my man?
Hey, fellas. How we doing? Happy Friday, as always.
Yes. All right. Well, yeah, Friday. I know you love Fridays.
Hey, man. Who doesn't love a good Friday?
That's
and a
right.
Got a cold beer.
What was it you were doing? What do you call it? The Miller Lite fine Pilsner post game?
Last week for the first time after the game, the Miller Lite Minute, which is three gulps of 16 ounces of fine Pilsner beer and three thoughts on the game that I just watched. So you guys can look forward to seeing those for the rest of the season. I've already begun thinking about the 2-minute drill, which would be two beers, six gulps, and six thoughts in 2 minutes. So we'll see if we can hammer that one out soon.
All right, slow down.
This is the most on-brand bit of all time.
I do want to make note of this for anyone who might have been watching last week's Miller Lite Minute. I walk home because I live downtown from Ford Field after those games, so I was not going directly behind the wheel after that. Let it be known that I'm watching.
Thank you for the clarification. So is the biggest news today that Kirby Joseph doesn't look good, huh?
Doesn't look good at all. Hasn't looked good for a while here. I'm beginning to seriously doubt whether we'll see Kirby Joseph again this season. Dan acknowledged that at this point he's obviously an IR candidate. If they were to put him on IR now, that would knock him out for the rest of the season. It would leave open the possibility of a playoff return. I wouldn't put much stock in that. So, look, between Joseph now being unavailable for at least this Sunday and losing Brian Branch for the season, the back end of this defense is obviously severely compromised against a quarterback who's playing as well or better than anyone in the NFL right now. And then the other note from practice is that Taylor Decker was not out there for the third straight day. Now, that just might be a simple case of the Lions giving the veteran some rest and some maintenance, but typically, when they've rested him this year and he's played the following Sunday, he's at least practiced in a limited capacity on Friday. So that bears watching on Sunday. Also against the defensive line that has two major weapons on the outside and Jared Verse and Byron Young.
So with that update, who have they been rotating in at left tackle? I mean, obviously Dan Skipper gets some run there, but is Miles Frazier, who can play both tackle and guard, has he gotten a chance to play outside there? Manu is, I guess he's back at practice too?
Yeah, Manu's still working off to the side, so I wouldn't anticipate his return this weekend. While Miles Frazier has been repping at tackle and guard in practice, all of his tackle reps have come at right tackle.
Okay.
So I don't see him as a candidate to step in for Decker on Sunday. The most obvious replacement would be Dan Skipper. But, you know, I think we can all agree Dan Skipper is better suited to play as that extra offensive lineman in jumbo packages than he is as your starting offensive tackle. Verse and Young are obviously big problems. Jared Verse was a guy the Lions really liked in the 2024 draft. He ended up being snatched up by the Rams, 19th overall, just, I think, five picks before the Lions traded up for Terrion Arnold, and he's taking his game to new heights this year as well as his Young. Briefly on the secondary, I do want to mention this. You know, for all of the criticism that Brad Holmes has justifiably faced this year for maybe the lack of edge, lack of depth at edge, and the leaky offensive line, give credit where it's due. The depth pieces that he's added in the secondary have paid dividends this year, from Rocky Sin at corner to Avante Maddox and Thomas Harper at safety, who are now your starting safety, to even less heralded guys like Whiteside and Mollett. And we'll see here if Jalen Mills and DeMonte KZ factor in as well. But I do think it's worth appreciating that the moves they have made in the secondary have paid off this year.
KZ is interesting. He has been a playmaker, but when you're on the street, that tells me has been is the key part of this statement. But is there something left in the tank there?
It's a good question. I mean, he once upon a time led the NFL in interceptions. That was all the way back in 2018 when I was still trying to drink my age on my birthday. I maxed out at 25 one year in beers. I think right now, just given the way the roster is constructed, Mills is probably ahead of KZ. Mills is on the active roster, KZ on the practice squad. So Dan Campbell today was very confident and almost bullish in the guys they have available at safety right now, speaking mostly about Harper and Maddox. So they don't feel like they need to change their defense and their scheme despite losing Branch and Joseph. And if Maddox and Harper can play as well as they have played in place of those guys, you know, it might not be the major setback that it feels like it is on paper.
Well, we got the Cowboys to turn it over three times last week. The Rams, they are very reluctant to give up the football. Matthew Stafford has been incredibly efficient. The offensive line does a great job of protecting him as well. Can the Lions get a rush on Matthew Stafford to kind of force his hand a little bit and maybe even create a turnover or two?
Yeah, it's a big question. I mean, he had gone, I think, 10 weeks without throwing a pick, and the Panthers ultimately got him for two, and they not coincidentally won that game. I think the Lions can. What gives me pause is just how heavy the Rams play on offense. I think you guys have probably made note of how much 13 personnel they deploy, more than any team in the league. So it's a different front than the Lions saw last week with the Cowboys. Like, even defensive line coach Casey Rogers noted that today. You know, it's a little easier when teams cooperate and just give you two short edges, and you can burn those edges with your pass rushers. It'll be a different looking offensive line for the Rams, and this is a team that has allowed the fewest sacks in the NFL this year. I don't think Stafford's been sacked more than twice in a game since September, but the Lions did make a pretty significant, like, philosophical shift last week. It wasn't personnel, it wasn't even scheme. It was just taking the reins off of their pass rushers up front. And as Hutchinson said, you know, we have been struggling, especially in play action sets, you know, heavy protection, to transition from defending the run to rushing the passer. And so we just rushed last week with a pass first mentality, even when it might be a run. They felt like that helped them get home a little bit more quickly. And talking with Jack Campbell about that this week, he was like, look, for most of this season, pretty much all of this season, anytime the defensive lineman had run, had games or stunts planned against the pass, and I sensed a run coming before the snap, I would kill those games and make those guys get in the run fit. And he was like, honestly, they kind of hated that. And so for the first time last week, they told him, nah, man, you're done making that decision. We're rushing the passer. So it'll be interesting to see if they continue that approach. But that was one thing that I did think helped Hutch and Muhammad last week.
Okay, when that's all said and done and we get into the last couple of critical games of this season, who do you think is going to be the starting interior offensive line with Mahogany coming back, Frazier showing some promise? You got Ratledge in there that's probably entrenched, and the veteran in Graham Glasgow. How do you think, and Tristan Colon gets some run, and Dan always mentions him. How do you think that thing shakes out, and can it be a good group?
Yeah, I think it shakes out the same way that the Lions started this season. I think they go back to that original alignment with Mahogany at left guard, Glasgow at center, Ratledge at right, and then obviously your two stable tackles. That group was an asset at times earlier this year. I think back to that Ravens game when they piled up, I think, the most rushing yards ever at home against the John Harbaugh defense. And, you know, that's the version of themselves they would like to get back to. I did think that Frazier played pretty well last week in his limited reps. And there's a ceiling there that I think the Lions are excited to explore, maybe even at tackle moving forward. But I don't think Mahogany will play this Sunday. I think he's still a week away. So more immediately, I think we'll see more of what we saw last Thursday, this Sunday, with Cologne and Frazier rotating, and then Glasgow and Ratledge aside them. So, you know, can it be a strength? I'm not sure it was consistently enough early this year to assume that it will be, but maybe some fresh legs in Mahogany are just the boost this team needs.
Well, speaking of fresh legs, Tom Kennedy has really made his mark the last couple of weeks since coming back to the roster, not just as a wide receiver, but in the return game. Khalif Raymond's coming off an injury. What's his status? And, you know, how much of a lift can Tom Kennedy really give this team moving forward?
Yeah, so I think Raymond will be back out there on Sunday, and he will reprise his role as punt returner. But as Dave Phipp, special teams coordinator, said yesterday, Tom Kennedy is now this team's kick returner. He has done enough to lay claim to that job. That was mostly Jacob Saylor's getting those reps this season, but you can't ignore what Kennedy did in his two games. I mean, six returns, and he averaged 33.5 per return. That ranks second in the NFL this year among kick returners who have more than one return. He has really played that well. And, you know, what an incredible story, man. Like, a guy who even in college went 3 years without playing a snap of competitive football while he was tearing it up on the lacrosse field. The guy who played professional lacrosse before he played professional football, and a guy who has spent most of his 7 years here, 7 years now, toiling in the shadows on the practice squad, and gets a huge opportunity last week, national TV against the Cowboys, the brightest moment of his career, and helped spark the Lions to their biggest win of the season. And I think the way that the NFL kickoff has changed with the new dynamic kickoff is especially suited to Tom Kennedy, who is quick more than fast, who is built for scurrying more than scorching. And that dynamic kickoff tightens the field, and it places a premium on shiftiness. And those are the qualities that Tom Kennedy has on top of being just utterly fearless. And so, yeah, you know, I think he will maintain his role on special teams for this team. And if injuries arise again at the receiving core, they have all the trust in the world in him to step in there and do his job.
Final thing, Birchie, is do they win this game? And if not, would you be stunned if they won this game?
No, I wouldn't be stunned if they won it. You know, this is the kind of game the Lions have gotten up for in the past. I have a hard time believing that they can slow down Stafford and Puka and Devontae Adams enough on Sunday. But you know, we recorded our Lions game day live show last night, where I'm on a rather incredible 8-game losing streak in the picks, and so begun on behalf of the city of Detroit picking against the Lions every week now, knowing that that will inevitably spark them to a win. So I'll say here too, in continuation with that, Rams 30, Lions 23. But I do think they can win this game. I think. And for all the focus on Puka Nacua, you got to keep Devontae Adams out of the end zone on Sunday. Leads the NFL this year with 14 receiving touchdowns. And I absolutely love what Kelvin Shepard said about defending him yesterday. He said, it comes down to the player remembering the coaching, fundamental details. You see a lot of guys hopping and reaching. Now, that sounds good. Me standing up here and saying that, he'd probably have my ass hopping and reaching too. one of those guys on the outside, either Amik Robertson or DJ Reed, will have to handle that matchup. And if they do, if they can keep Devontae Adams out of the end zone, I'll pick the Lions to win on Sunday.
Wow. All right, so when do we see you next on TV?
Well, you'll see Game Day Live on Fox 2 on Sunday morning, and I'll be in there live 11 o'clock on Sunday night breaking down that game and all things Michigan football, I guess, with the great Bob Wojnowski. So catch us there. Hey, a nice quiet week for you, huh, Karsh?
Good God. unbelievable. Take care, Birchie. Man. Thank you.
All right, fellas. All right, talk next time. See ya.
There he is. The Birchie Kid joins us every Friday here on Karsh and Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Back to your phone calls in a moment. You're on Carson Anderson.
So, Doug, this is... one of the great things about this time of the year is that people have been extraordinarily charitable mm-hmm. and generous. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in a couple of celebrity bartending events, helping to raise some money for charities recently, and it's great. But something that's going on with our brother station, WYCD, is they're doing a radiothon that benefits St. Jude's. And St. Jude's is a great organization helping families and children that are dealing with some really serious health issues. In the last, they've been doing this for the last couple days. So if you're interested in donating, you can check out what they're doing on the website. But they've raised over $550,000 in 2 days. And it's all local.
So people watching on cameras have asked about all the flurry of activity behind you. And that's what's going on outside our studios. So bravo to WYCD. If you are interested in getting involved, you can tune into their station and support a outstanding charity effort that's going on.
Yeah, it's great. And I'd love to hear these stories. At this time of the year, it's great. And, you know, we've had another brother station, WWJ, does the thaw event each year, which is awesome as well. And, you know, just to be part of it in any small way is big. And any small way is big. What do you think of that? Yeah. Woo! Here we go. In any small way, you can feel big.
Let's go to Tay. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tay.
Hey, what's going on, brothers?
How you doing?
Man. Hey, I'm from Detroit, man, but I'm in L.A. right now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to my first Lions game.
So you never went to a game here?
No, I've never been one there.
But you're hitting up SoFi this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir. And I actually went to the Chargers game on Monday. That was pretty bad, but hoping the Lions. Oh, hoping the Lions can pull out a big one here.
Are you repping?
Oh yeah, you know that.
You got a jersey. You got a hat. What do you got to let people know where you're from?
I got my St. Brown jersey, man.
There it is.
Gotcha.
The black one.
Nice.
Sweet. Well, have a great time. We appreciate your patience, and certainly we're curious of whether or not it's going to be another Detroit takeover.
I'm hoping so. The Eagles showed up on Monday, so Detroit should show up too.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of transplants, and according to one of our listeners, there's one of the cheaper road trips to make to fly to LA and get tickets to SoFi cheaper than a trip to Cincinnati or Baltimore.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. But I guess there's a lot of tickets available on the secondary market when it comes to.
Well, everybody want to sell the tickets, but I would imagine those tickets still go for a high price.
Yeah, one would think. Anyway, big game coming up on Sunday, and hoping we could be talking about a win come Monday. It will be a game changer from a perception standpoint if they can get a win there in that game against a team that is widely considered to be the best in the NFC, number one seed as it stands right now, and also the top team amongst almost everybody's power rankings. Rico Beard has sauntered in studio and joins us now. Hello, sir.
What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
How are you guys doing?
I'm looking forward to the weekend. Looking forward to a big game on Sunday. Lions and Rams should be massive.
Yep. Yeah, a lot riding on it. So,
and also waiting to hear more staff hirings from Michigan State. Good to see that Max Bull is coming on board.
Yeah. I don't think he was ready for defensive coordinator. CoDC kind of in grooming. I'm fine with that. It was just, I know, you know, Jonathan Smith left a bad taste in people's mouth, but yeah. So no, that's just that. And then I just was catching up and reading and just all the different stuff that just happened with Sherrone Moore. And
so
just,
weird.
I mean, Doug, because of the interactions that you've had, like, it's got to be like, I know that man.
Well, dude, it's really strange because, you know, you sit with him for the pregame show every week, and I'm fully cognizant that when people are in front of the media, they want to put their best foot forward, right?
Right.
And I've said this and repeatedly, but for those that didn't hear it, there are times where you hear about skeletons and anybody's work, a line of work or in their life, you find out about skeletons in somebody's closet. And this can happen with your friends, your colleagues, your kids' friends, parents, like stuff that you just blows your mind. You're like, no way. And there's other ones that you would find out and you go, maybe I could see that.
Yeah.
Sherrone was one I couldn't see. And I would suspect, you know, there were the rumors, right? But that's a separate thing because there's rumors about everything. And so I think everybody in the media that had heard the rumors are like, I don't know. I'm not sure I buy that. And so when it gets confirmed, like, wow. I don't think many people that covered Michigan football would have looked at Sherrone and thought that this was something he was capable of.
Well, and doing it for years.
Yep.
That's the other kind of shocking thing is this has been going on for a while.
I don't think people would have made that conclusion. There are other people that might have said, well, that guy gave me a bad vibe.
So. Yeah, I've just learned in life, man, put nothing past anybody.
No, that's probably
nobody
fair.
Nobody on a pedestal.
No, that's probably fair. And, you know, you shouldn't worship.
I mean, one day Sports Gator Heroes show up and there's Doug eating steaks and cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, what a Mr. Kale, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, people change, you know.
Is there a chance?
They come,
your chance to come back to the dark side?
Red meat, now with no red meat. Oh, I'm not expecting it, but
I'm just saying, you know, like, wait,
that would
is
be
that,
the,
is that no. Doug?
Mm. No, it's not, a, probably
with,
not.
With a barbecue bib around his neck?
I do miss ribs. Every time I smell at a tailgate, somebody smoking ribs, I'm like, God, that might be, that
Doug,
could draw me
Doug,
back.
When you're ready to come back.
Hey, we leave you with the Gator Rant every Friday to get more time watching football in front of the TV. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.